This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the end of April here, and some of us have now made it through all 12 chapters. Some are still hacking their way through the jungle. Others have pledged to get going on it, the free intro economics textbook. This week on Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit, an unusual argument for why we should read up. It's because the robots who might grab our job are learning economics themselves. Game theory from economics and mathematics helps robots strategize to get what they want. Anca Dragan is a professor of computer science at UC Berkeley and researches the way robots and humans interact. Dr. Dragan, thank you so much for connecting.
Thanks for having me.
Now, why do you have to give robots a better sense of how humans think? I mean, you know, Mr. Roboto, hand me a 13-millimeter socket wrench. It's pretty clear the robot would know what to do.
Right. So here, imagine that you have an autonomous car that's doing grocery deliveries, or you have a robot on your office floor tidying up, or a robot in a hospital floor delivering medicine. The thing about these environments, our roads, our hospital floors, is that they're not empty. They're full of people, right? And so these robots need to choose their actions carefully to make sure that they end up coordinating well with whatever those people end up doing, because you don't want these robots bumping into people at the very least. And so that anticipation requires kind of giving robots this understanding of what are we going to do? How do we work?
And this is how an important concept from economics comes into play. Essentially, you have to, at some level, teach your robots game theory.
That's absolutely right. They have to figure out what people might do. And to figure out what people might do, we think of their behavior as being driven by the objectives they might have, their goals, their destinations. What are they trying to do? And this is very much borrowed from economics, where we model human behavior there as responding to these incentives or utilities, right? And then game theory comes from the fact that neither the human nor the robot make decisions about what to do in pursuit of their goals in a vacuum. They're aware of each other. And this is where the game comes in. The robot would like to stay out of everyone's way, but at the same time, it has to make progress towards its destination. So from time to time, it actually needs to get people to make space for it. And so there comes this tension. What people do influences what the robot does. What the robot does influences what people do. It's this back and forth. It's kind of a negotiation. And game theory gives us this way to formalize all of that.
If only human beings acted rationally, which is the way economists used to assume we do, and then they realize, no, we don't quite.
That's absolutely right. So one thing that makes all of this very challenging is that once you think about it in these game theoretic terms, the easiest thing to do is to do what traditional economics does, which is assume that people are these perfect little game players. They're perfect optimizers. They're perfect utility maximizers. And we're not. And behavioral economics has told us that for a long time. And so another aspect of all this work that we're trying to pursue is to get more realistic assumptions about human behavior that build on these game theoretic principles, but adapt them to how real people out there actually work. We've had this realization that sometimes people seem like they're being very suboptimal, they're being very irrational, but actually what they're doing might make a lot of sense under their own sort of internal model of the world, under their own internal beliefs. So much like with human-human interaction, like if I look at you, David, and you tell me, oh, Anca, I just sold a bunch of stocks on the market now that the market is down. I'm not going to think that, oh, David is selling stocks when the market is down, therefore David wants to lose money. I'm going to think that, oh, David must assume that the market is going to crash even more, right? And that's why he's selling that stock. And so with robots, we want them to be able to do that same thing. They should look at an action and not impart their own understanding of the world on the person and expect the person to be rational under the robot's view of the world. They can then go ahead and be better capable at anticipating what people will do next, because they have that better understanding of human behavior, and also better figure out what it is that people are trying to accomplish, what their goals are, and assist them with those goals.
Anca Dragan is a professor at UC Berkeley's Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Sciences. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Wonderful talking to you, David, as always.